On Acoustic Tuesday, episode 18, we're going to consult our LaCroix drinking bearded brother in guitar geekiness. I'm going to introduce you to yet another beard. It doesn't include Noah or Levi. And you're going to follow me down a little bit of a musical rabbit hole. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode 18. I am so pumped that you are here joining us. Cheers to you, Guitar Geek. Now, before we get into the geekiness that is Acoustic Tuesday, I have to take care of some business items. I want to make sure you never miss an Acoustic Tuesday show. And there's two ways to do that. First of all, you can subscribe to this YouTube channel. Go ahead and click the subscribe button, and then make sure to click the little bell that'll give you a notification each time a brand new episode airs. Or you can go ahead and click the link in the description below or here in the video and sign up to get it delivered directly to your email. And there's a really cool bonus for doing this because I'm going to send you a full-blown awesome guitar gear list. It includes a bunch of stuff, really unique descriptions, tips on how to use it, all that just for having Acoustic Tuesday delivered directly to your email inbox. So please do that if you haven't done so already. Now, I should get on with the guitar geekiness that is Acoustic Tuesday. Of course, I have five geeky items that I'm going to divulge. But first, I just want to say hello to both Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, and of course, Levi, Christmastime Coahuila, the man with the technical plan. He is wearing quite the outfit today. Words can't describe it. It is a light-up sweater.
Yeah, I've got some flashing lights. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Those are, So, yeah, you guys can see the first half of it, which is a strand of Christmas lights. And on the bottom, it says all lit up, so thanks, Levi, for bringing in a little bit of the Yuletide goodness. And Noah, I want to make a quick announcement about your particular flannel today. It is the colors of my favorite hockey team. The Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh.
So I just appreciate you taking that into consideration when you were getting dressed this morning. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. I was wondering why you were looking at me the way you were a little bit ago. Now I know.
Let's kick off Acoustic Tuesday episode 18 with some guitar geek trivia, shall we? Your trivia question for today is as follows. Which guitar maker in 1972 traded one of his very own Seascape oil paintings to the folks at American Guitar in Lemon Grove, California, for the materials to build his very first guitar? Was it Bob Taylor, Bill Asher, James Goodall, or Larry Breedlove? Go ahead and ponder that while I dive into the acoustic guitar geekiness that is Acoustic Tuesday, starting with item number five. Now, I have to send a special shout out here. Thank you to the Acoustic Tuesday viewer who got me hip to this particular tutorial, I should say. This is a recipe for Nick Drake's sonic fingerprint. If you haven't heard of Nick Drake, first of all, you need to, but he has such a unique guitar tone. There's a fellow out there, a musician, a fantastic musician, named Josh Turner, who went ahead and shared the secrets to Nick Drake's acoustic guitar tone. Now, as I mentioned, Josh Turner is a fantastic musician, and I'm not talking about Josh Turner, the really deep-voiced country guy. Not him. This guy is an acoustic guitar geek through and through, and somebody you need to know. In fact, I think this video is so well done. This isn't an instructional video on how to play Nick Drake tunes. This is a video on how to sound or get close to the tone that Nick Drake uses. So I've got a little snippet of it for you here. As you can tell, the way that Josh talks, he's a guitar geek and somebody you need to know. So let's have a listen.
This is not a huge surprise to most people, but Nick played on, I think, incredibly dead strings. I doubt if he may never have even changed the strings during the whole time that he was recording. Like, they're so dead. So on my guitar right now, I'm in a very common Nick Drake tuning, and I have on a set of light gauge D'Addario nickel bronze strings. It's been kind of a new trend in acoustic guitar string manufacturers to start making nickel acoustic guitar strings again, which is great if you're trying to play vintage sounding music or music that was recorded in the 60s and 70s because it was very common back then for strings to be made out of nickel instead of like phosphor bronze or something like that. And they die really fast. And when they die, they really die. And they just get this incredibly kind of warm, thuddy tone.
So that was Josh Turner talking about Nick Drake's guitar tone. He does such a good job of communicating and really getting into the nitty-gritty of what made Nick Drake's tone so unique and really how you can come close to replicating it. So make sure to check out the full video. That was just a snippet. You can check out the full video. Just go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com, click on episode 18, and you'll find the full video there. And I'll also mention Josh Turner's YouTube channel is filled with just awesomeness, so be sure to check that out as well. On to acoustic guitar geek item number four, which is really focused around one of the most difficult tasks an acoustic guitar player can ever really try and attempt to learn, and that is singing and playing at the same time. It seems like such an easy thing. I always use Roy Bookbinder as an example because I've seen him play before, not live, on YouTube. And he just plays and he can talk to the crowd, then he goes into singing and he talks to the crowd. And I remember when I was first learning how to play guitar, I thought, oh, that looks so easy. I'm just going to do that. And then I went to try it and all hell broke loose. It was really, really difficult, way more difficult than I had anticipated. So last week, I released a teaching video on how to sing and play at the same time, a three-step process that takes you from not being able to sing and play all the way to comfortably working through a song and being able to maintain constant rhythm and sing that very song. It's one of the coolest things. It's one of the coolest experiences that any guitar player can experience. It takes your guitar playing to a whole new level and your guitar enjoyment to a whole new level. So if you're out there thinking, gosh, that's something I might want to try. Or even if you're thinking, gosh, that's something that I don't even know if I can try. Please check out the full video. Again, go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com, episode 18, and click on that full video. You'll really enjoy the video. And like I said, it's a three-step process, and it was based on my own my own pitfalls. So I think you'll enjoy the video, and it'll certainly help you out. So be sure to check that out. Now I've got, I've got the musical rabbit hole that we're going to go down together now. Two more beards coming up. But first, I'd like to... before I check in with Noah for the small wins, which are coming up, I want to take a look in the mailbag, because I got to be honest that the mailman was extremely busy here at TAC headquarters this week, and how humbling to have people send such really nice things. I want to give a special shout out to Dave B, who sent us these hand-thrown clay mugs. Is that what you call them? Ceramic mugs? They're beautiful, and they're customized to TAC specifications. Noah's was custom with four bass tuners. Levi's has a TAC logo, and as does mine. And the handle features a special thing. Amazing. That is like it's a support. So you can drink a hefty drink out of these mugs. And so thank you, Dave B. Also have Dom and Sharon sent us each a card, which I'll put up here. They sent us each a really cool ornament, which I have hanging on the TAC Christmas tree. I got some bourbon-infused cooking ingredients. And there was a whiskey magazine that I have here, or that Noah has here, that we are all enjoying very much. Noah is doing a little bit of research. He's thinking of going, what were you saying earlier about maybe going the sake route?
No.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Not the sake route.
Okay, okay.
But you see, there are some really good whiskey distillers in Japan.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I have seen them. I've looked at them.
Okay.
But I have not tasted any of them yet.
Well, I think that between that magazine and your curiosity, I think that's a good match.
And guys, speaking of, you know, all the gifts, I was looking at that magazine earlier. I looked up a recipe, and since we're all in the season, I've got myself a delicious hot non-buttered scotch served at room temperature here.
So. Mm. Oh, well, funny you should say that, because yeah. I also looked up recipes in that magazine. And I have a hot, non-cinematized, non-buttered bourbon at room temperature as well.
Noah, what are we drinking? What did you pour for this one?
Yeah, we're having the...
It's different than the first one we drank. And
the,
it's good.
As you would read the label, you know, you would look at it and you would say, oh, what is Jura?
Oh, okay, right. Right.
I'm not actually sure if the J is a Y or not. I haven't done research on that.
So the Jura is the brand, and Superstition is, is the model... Oh,
right.
Scotch?
That's correct. Yes. Superstition.
That's very guitar geek of you.
It's exactly
Levi.
Right. Levi.
I'm having, what am I having? I'm having Bibb and Tucker, is what I'm, I know you, I know Levi, I know, you guys are curious. It's Bibb and Tucker. And I want to thank actually attack member Dee Dee, who originally got me hip to this particular bourbon. And I love it. It's got a little bit of salted caramel. It's fantastic.
Hmm.
And it's all to my own. Because you guys don't want it, which is fine. Awesome. I got a couple more items for the mailbag.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
a special shout out and thank you to Joe R., TAC member Joe R., who sent us this fantastic little guitar. It comes with a case, a hard shell case, for the TAC Christmas tree. And also to Dale Brandenberger, who sent us this book. And at first I was like, oh, cool, TAC member's sending us a book that he really enjoys, and he wants to share the book with us. And lo and behold, Dale actually wrote the book, which I read the synopsis on the back, and it looks quite funny and very fun to read. So thank you, Dale, and thank you, everybody, who sent us things. Cards galore. Gosh, I got a card from, is this the Bev card? Yes, this is from Mike and Bev T. Card came in, and then, of course... the card from Joe R. I'll put up here too. So I just want to thank everybody for sending things in. It's great to feel the Guitar Geek love, and I want to give a little bit of that Guitar Geek love back. So since this is the last Acoustic Tuesday of December, remember there's some special things going on for Acoustic Tuesday show viewers in the month of December. You still have got a couple days left to go get yourself a subscription to Santa Cruz Strings and get a free set of strings sent to a friend. So make sure to check that out. And if you were considering a close travel guitar, a close carbon fiber travel guitar, and you want a little money off, go ahead and put the coupon code in TONY50. I want to make sure that that's correct. Yes, TONY50, TONY50, and you'll receive $50 off your order at Close Guitars. So keep that in mind. And without further ado, let's dive into what I'm listening to this week. Actually, it's what Noah and Levi are listening to as well, because, well, Noah's stand-up desk is right next to mine, and Levi's is right across from both of ours, and they have to essentially listen to what I'm listening to. And I am listening to Jill Andrews this week. Now, I've heard of Jill Andrews. I've listened to her for a while, and she's one of those artists that I go through phases with. Like, I'll kind of accidentally forget, and then I'll start listening again, and I'm like, why did I forget? She's outstanding. Her voice is just so...
good.
It's so unique. Yeah, it's so good. Well, Noah and I were talking about it earlier, and what did you call it? A pre-yodel?
I said like prelude to a yodel.
Prelude to a yodel. She has this thing, and somebody, one of the other Acoustic Tuesday viewers mentioned it in a past episode. But Jill Andrews, her tune "A Little Less," which is off of her album "The Mirror," which was released in 2011. So let's listen to that song. It's called "A Little Less," and then I've actually got some more news from Jill Andrews as well. So let's have a listen to "A Little Less."
Little road somewhere. floats like a feather and sticks like a dart. A little less of my heart. The moon is a shiner, and I am a lover. It bites like a
Right, that was A Little Less by Jill Andrews. That was released on her album, which was released in 2011, entitled The Mirror. Now, that's where the musical rabbit hole begins, because as with anything I research, I don't do a surface level kind of thing. I start digging a little bit deeper. So upon further review, because I wanted to see where she was touring, because I thought, wow, it'd be great to see her live. I checked out her website, and I saw this thing about the Hush Kids. And lo and behold, she's working on a new acoustic kind of duo project with a musician by the name of Peter Groenewald, and I really hope I pronounced that correctly. And they're going under the name The Hush Kids. Now, this is brand new. The album's not even out yet, and they're doing a Pledge Music campaign. So I wanted you to be aware of that, because Jill Andrews is awesome. She's released a ton of albums, pretty prolific, and now this new one's coming out. So here's a quick little glimpse into their Pledge Music campaign and some of the music that they're working on currently.
Hey, I'm Jill, and this is Peter. And we are starting a new band called Hush Kids.
We've each been pursuing music and writing songs for the past several years, but songwriting brought us together. From the first day that we wrote, it seemed very easy.
Yeah, it felt so effortless and natural. We were strangers, and we wrote a song called Wake Up. And I remember that day feeling like it was a really special song. And then we wrote another song a couple months later, and then I think 2 years or so passed by. And Peter, I remember he came in that day and he played me the two songs that we'd recorded. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. We should start a band.
So we did. We are going to call the record Morning Is Made, which is the title of one of our favorite tracks on the record. We recorded it with Joe Passapia at his studio, Middle Tree, here in East Nashville. Ian Fitchuk was the producer, and I don't think we could have asked for a more inspiring and intentional...
Delightful. Glorious. This was a really good crew. We decided to release this album through Pledge. It really gives us an opportunity to invite you guys in and share in the creative process with us.
Oh, man. We had such an amazing time writing these songs and recording them, and we are very excited to introduce our new band.
We just can't wait to release it into the world and share it with you guys.
All right, so that was a quick glimpse into the Hush Kids Pledge Music Project. It's an album I'm very much excited about, and I wanted to make sure I mentioned here. And the cool thing about it is you can actually still do the whole pre-order thing. I believe that their Pledge Music campaign has a couple days left, or maybe even more than a couple days left. But it's cool to be in on something from the ground up. So please check that out, and if you want to kind of dive in, do the full musical rabbit hole dive, you can go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com. All the links are in the show notes on episode 18. Now, I still have, gosh, guys, there's two more beards that are going to happen. Actually, technically three more beards, but not including Noah or Levi, because they actually shaved since that one episode.
Yeah, we're beardless.
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
But Noah, let's do some small wins, shall we?
Let's do it. All right. Walter Finesca, small win.
By the way, this is Small Wins gathered from last week's episode, episode number 17. Walter Smallwin, I am 41 years old, Brazilian, married, two daughters, hardworking man. Since my young age, I love music, play the electric bass.
Cool.
Yeah. Played the electric bass for a few years, percussion too, but my long-lasting love was the guitar. I don't even know why I haven't even started. I guess work, daughters, marriage, booze. Well, I just got an old Yamaha APX-5 from my friend and started playing. Having a blast, enjoying every chord of it. Thanks for all the lessons, Tony. I am surely improving faster because of your videos and growing a beard too. Cheers. Or as we say in Brazil, Saúde. I have no idea what I'm saying.
Saúde?
I have no idea what I'm saying there. Saúde or Saudi.
That's a meaty small win.
That's a good one. Thanks for sharing, Walter.
He's growing a beard with a glass of good bourbon. Sorry for the bad English. I thought what he wrote was great.
I thought so too. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so thank you, Walter. Shane Hughes, small win. Jamming with my grandfather and dad as a teenager, and now as a dad, jamming with my teenagers. Love the show.
Super rad. That's outstanding.
That's
good job.
Very large fam jam small win.
Yeah, it's like a fam jam chain.
Yeah, it's like too much. It's like they don't know to put small win or fam jam or both or what. And last for today, Joe Laramie says, small win. While going through security at Nashville Airport, got to meet Dan Tominski. What a great bluegrass musician and a really super guy.
That is so cool.
Yeah, right?
That I didn't see that one.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
I instantly thought, like, remember being in the airport and, you know, like that? It's like, is that when you met him?
Yeah.
Dan! Hey, Dan!
Dan was actually featured on a very early Acoustic Tuesday show. I can't even remember the episode number. But
that's right.
He's a ridiculous musician. Guitar, mandolin, vocally, plays with Alison Krauss and Union Station. Like, that's... I am... I'm real excited.
And we were talking about his most recent album, I believe
Southern Gothic, I think it's called.
Right, where it's just totally out of the box, almost.
It's definitely one of the albums that he's just like, cool, I do the bluegrass thing, and now I'm gonna go way over here and try this out. I mean... I am kind of like between. So last week there was a small win on episode 17 that somebody had met, seen Daniel Bachman and Charlie Parr, and then that same person got to play Charlie Parr's Mule Resonator, which I was just like floored.
I remember.
And now this.
I paused for effect, and like nothing happened, and. Little...
But well, yeah. I know that we want to hear about your small wins. So please, if you have any small wins, it could be changing your guitar strings for the first time, meeting an incredible musician in a Nashville airport, or just going to a killer show, whatever the case may be, and of course, everything in between, please put hashtag small wins in the comments below and go ahead and describe your small win. And if you had a fam jam, hashtag fam jam, go ahead and put that in the comments as well. And that basically includes jamming with your family, you know, sharing the love of music and guitar geekiness with those that you love the most. Or, you know, this is after the holidays. Maybe you're taking a break from them at this point. Whatever the case may be, fam jams are accepted as well. Your sweater is cracking me up because I thought it was always on, Levi.
What?
The light. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's kind of random.
Yeah, yeah, they'll shut off if I don't move around.
Oh,
oh, they're motion sensor.
Yeah, look at that. Ooh, get the bottom one.
That's like,
there we go.
That's like some modern tech, right?
Yeah,
now.
I wonder what kind
built
of
built into a sweater.
Yeah,
I wonder what kind of batteries those take, or does that plug into the wall?
it doesn't plug into the wall.
Oh, okay, okay. But, well, that's good, probably for your sake.
Yeah,
solar powered.
Good. Fantastic. Well, gentlemen, I mean, that was a pretty big detour, but I want to bring us back. And we have some beards coming up. There's a lot of beard coming up. There's a full-blown beard.
Oh, yeah.
And item number two on the Guitar Geek list for today is a guitar manufacturer out on the East Coast that you need to be aware of, especially if you have any sort of interest, any sort of enthusiasm, any sort of excitement towards resonator guitars, particularly wood-bodied Spider Bridge Resonator Guitars. I want you to know about Paul Beard at Beard Guitars. Paul Beard runs a shop out there in Hagerstown, Maryland. That's maybe, I want to say maybe 8 people. It's a very small shop, and they build some very high quality instruments. In fact, I've been playing a Beard guitar for close to 10 years now, and this is my Beard Vintage R model that I have. It's seen a lot of wear and tear, and but it sounds amazing, and I just love it. I love it to pieces. But this particular week, I thought to myself, self, it's time for a new guitar. So I want to actually join together. I want to join Guitar Geek forces and help celebrate New Guitar Day, because I have a special guitar that I just ordered from Beard Guitars. So thank you, Paul Beard. Thank you, Denny at the shop, who I talked to at length about this guitar. This is my new Beard. They call it the Bell Beard. Ooh. It's a custom guitar. Oh. It's absolutely gorgeous. Oh, it's got a Celtic knot cover plate done in black. It sounds amazing. It's got a sympathetic resonating cone in it, including in addition to the standard cone, and it just sounds amazing. I'm not going to play it right now, but I will play it on a future episode, I promise.
Built-in pickup, right?
Built-in pickup, yeah. The Fishman Nashville a Spider Bridge pickup. It's just ridiculous, and I can't thank the folks at Beard Guitars enough. It arrived safely all the way from the East Coast to Bozeman, Montana in the dead of winter. I pulled it out of the case, I tuned it up. It sounded amazing, as I would come to expect. Their instruments are so consistent and just beautiful. Just beautiful. So thank you, Denny, for taking the time with me on the phone to chat a guitar geek talk. So I appreciate that. And also, I just want to mention that they make a lot of square neck Dobro style resonator guitars. And one of the newest models that they have coming out is the Josh Swift model, which is absolutely stunning. But rather than me try and describe Josh Swift's custom model, I'll actually have Josh Swift describe his model. So let's have a listen to see what he has to say about it.
Everybody's inspired by something sonically that sounds different as a musician, and I'm no different. 10 years ago, I basically started playing the same two guitars, and it's the only two guitars I've played for 10 years. I've loved them, they were incredible, but I just got ready for something different. And with Paul Beard, he has always treated me like gold. Before I started playing professionally, he didn't treat me any different then. As he does right now. I talked to him about the idea of a signature guitar and what I was after sonically. I wanted it to be different than anything he's ever built in the way that it sounds. And I told him what I wanted, and he said he could do it. I like the more modern sound of guitars. The crisper highs, the beefier lows, and kind of that growly mid-range where it's more balanced from top to bottom, all the way up and down the neck. The tone is phenomenal. It's extremely even. It's got the bite where I want it to have the bite. It's got the growl where I want it to have the growl. If I want it to be more mellow, I can get that. It's basically one guitar that I feel like I can get anything I want to do out of.
So if you have any interest at all in fine, custom-made, American-made wood body resonator guitars, please contact the folks at Beard Guitars. Again, I want to say it's Denny. Now I'm like questioning it could be Dennis, or it could be both that I talked to at the shop. But anyways, please reach out to them. They make amazing stuff. Jerry Douglas plays one of their guitars, many of their guitars, I should say. He's got a couple different models. Andy Hall of the Infamous String Dusters, Josh Swift, amongst numerous other players that play their instruments. Can't say enough good things. And just having these guitars next to me right now makes me, like, I'm excited to play my new guitar again. It's just that feeling, you know. Noah was here when it came in. And I'm like, I gotta let it acclimate because it's cold outside. So I was like, well, I'll just give it like an hour or 2 hours, and then I'll jump into the box. I mean, within, I was even going to say less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, less than 10 minutes, it was out of the box.
Yeah.
And then it was like, maybe I'd leave it in the case.
Yeah.
Until. And then that quickly degenerated into.
I couldn't wait.
Yeah.
I mean, I was overcome with guitar geekiness.
Yes, you were. And in fact, you know, you talked about, you had this little conversation where you were saying self.
Yeah.
It's like, I was standing next to you when you had that conversation.
Yeah.
So I was a part of that.
It's so true. It's so true. We're just running. We're just burning through the acoustic guitar geek list today, and we're almost on to item number one, which involves yet another beard. But first, I want to know what you think about the show so far. Did you make a new discovery? Is there a discovery that you want us to make? Please leave a comment below. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have any ideas or things you want to share with us, please do so. And speaking of those comments, Noah, there's some that are from last week's episode, episode 17, that I believe you hand-selected, the cream of the crop, if you will, that you want to share.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. And I have to say, it's becoming, not that it's a bad thing, it's becoming more difficult to find just a standard comment because the vast majority are just smattered with small wins and fam jams and whatever else. So a couple shout outs to those who tuned in last week's episode. Soli Dio Gloria, James, Shane, Dan, Chosen Warfare, Robin, Jamie, Joe, Gunslinger 320, Kevin, Mongul Core, Russell, Michael, Parker, and more.
Awesome.
And so for some of those comments from last week, Slick Liz 56, recovering from surgery I had last week, and you all brightened my day. Hope to be able to start practicing again after I see the doc on Thursday, and he says it's okay to pick up my guitar. In the meantime, a big dose of Acoustic Tuesday guitar geekiness is helping me heal. You guys are the best.
Awesome. Well, best of luck in your recovery, and hopefully you're back at the guitar sooner than later.
And on to David Chow. It's funny, my brother's name is David. Sometimes we call him David, so I wonder if that's a little thing there. But anyway, David here, he has a comment mixed with a small win, so I'm throwing in another one of those. You guys are great, and I watch your show every Tuesday from Liverpool in England.
Awesome. Ooh, very wow. Cool.
Right? What? And that's what it means. Sorry. Sorry.
I wonder if he's been to the Cavern Club. Was the Cavern Club in Liverpool? That's where the Beatles used to play.
Oh, that sounds
before
awesome.
They were the Beatles.
I'm unfamiliar.
Oh, okay. Okay. Fair enough. Continue. Sorry. I guess I'm a weird guy.
So, David continues, I picked up the guitar again recently and do a weekly guitar song challenge with my cousin who lives in the States on Facebook where we put a video of us playing and singing a song. I'll be going to my first local open mic event after watching this show. Thanks to you guys for reigniting my love for the acoustic guitar.
Sweet. Hell yeah. Good for you. That's awesome. Cheers.
And last comment for today, Router God, this show is awesome. Makes my love of guitar soar. Only like soar as in like soar into the clouds. Not yeah. like
oh, oh
not yeah, like yeah. not like I worked out real hard. I'm real sore.
Right.
Thank you for specifying. Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah, it occurred to me after that.
I'm glad you acted out the wings. That really helped me.
I almost
me
threw
it.
In like the eagle. Yeah. Almost did. So. Back to Router God here. Only been playing for 2 years.
Awesome.
And then he suggests digging into Dallas Green, solo band, City in Color. And then he says, hashtag fam jam, two boys, myself, and grandson, 4 years old, singing Hey Jude.
That's fantastic. So cool. Yeah. Please, and again, please, if you had something amazing to you happen this week, please leave in the comments below. We love hearing about it. We love reading about it. I want to revisit last week's episode real quick.
Yeah.
Because do you remember the Coulter Wall album that showed up?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Well, so it was a mystery album. It was mm-hmm. a mystery mailbag item.
And we thought maybe you even ordered it.
Yeah, it was there was mass confusion, but the sender has reached out, and I want to do a special thank you to Andrew D for sending us that album, and wow.
Boy, are we glad.
Let's just say wow, and let's just say you should keep your eyes out for a future Acoustic Tuesday episode because, yeah, thank you, Andrew D.
Yes, I was just thankful for the download code. because I do not have a turntable.
Gentlemen, I have item number one waiting in the wings, but first I just want to make sure that as guitar geeks, it's our obligation to be good stewards of the acoustic life. And I want to make sure that if you know a guitar geek that doesn't know about the Acoustic Tuesday show, that you please share it with them. Share it on Facebook, share it via email, whatever the case may be. Let them know about the Acoustic Tuesday show, because it's through you very guitar geeks that more people more guitar geeks unite. So please share the show. Every time I see the show replays and things like that, it seems to be picking up more and more momentum. So I just want to thank you for those of you who have shared it. And for those of you who haven't, just tap a guitar geek on the shoulder and make sure that they know about the Acoustic Tuesday show. On to item number one. And I'm excited about this item because it involves yet another beard. I know, I feel a little bit biased, but the last time we ran the Ask Matt segment, it went really, really well. And luckily, our friend Matt Chalka from Eddie's Guitars in St. Louis is here to report from the front lines yet again from an Ask Matt question that was left in the comments below from a previous episode. So without further ado, let's see what Matt's up to.
Oh! Happy Acoustic Tuesday again, Guitar Geeks. Matt with Eddie's Guitars coming to you, as always, from St. Louis, Missouri. Just wanted to say a quick thank you to all the folks that contributed questions to the new Ask Matt segment here on Acoustic Tuesdays. Really appreciate your questions. And I've got a great one here. This question comes from Vic G. And I love this question. I've just got to say, Vic, so thank you. What off-the-beaten-path tonewood combination are you most impressed by? And of course, I've got the opportunity to play countless number of tonewood combinations here at Eddie's Guitars. The one that I think I've been most impressed by recently is a wonderful tonewood combination. Redwood top over Cocobolo back and sides. I've really been loving that tonewood combination. I've had the opportunity to play this example from a number of different builders, as well as in a number of different body shapes and sizes, and I've been very consistently impressed. This tonewood combination, in my opinion, would most suit a solo fingerstyle acoustic guitar player, somebody that maybe sits down by themselves and really just wants to fill a lot of sound space with one instrument. This tonewood combination will be the ticket for you, no question about it. I've pulled out an example here of a great guitar with a redwood top and Cocobolo back and sides. This is a Dana Bourgeois small jumbo. Now the redwood top, a lot of folks regularly compare with cedar, which I think is a fair comparison. Now the redwood is a touch stiffer than most cedar, so it's gonna have a little bit more headroom. However, it's not gonna have quite as much headroom as most spruces out there. So bear that in mind if you're looking at a redwood or cedar top guitar to add to your collection. What's nice about redwood and like cedar, it's a very warm response. It's a very easy response too, very responsive to a lighter touch, thus being very appropriate for finger style. And of course, lighter strumming, it'll definitely accommodate as well. The Cocobolo is a very, very rich tone wood, usually associated with warm, rich overtones, wonderful piano-esque sustain. And these two kind of warmer tone woods together give you a very dramatic, sometimes a little bit dark sound overall. And again, in a solo type environment, which primarily is how I play personally, it's very satisfying as a soul instrument, which is really cool. So Vic, to answer your question, the redwood and Cocobolo would really take the cake, in my opinion, as of kind of my recent favorites, at least. Of course, there's a lot of great other combos out there, but this one has really spoken to me personally. If you're a fingerstyle player and have the opportunity to play this tonewood combination from any number of builders, I'm sure you'll be impressed, so check one out if you have the opportunity. Thank you again so much. If you have any other questions, please submit them in the comments below. I'd be happy to answer them as well as I can. And thanks again to Tony, Noah, and Levi. We'll see you guys next Tuesday. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much, Matt. Cheers to you. And of course, as Matt said in the video, if you have any questions for him, please, in the comments below, put hashtag AskMatt and go ahead and ask your question. He is just a fantastic individual at stoking the guitar geek fire. I love hearing him talk about Tone Woods. He uses amazing descriptors, and the guy just knows his stuff. So thank you, Matt. And of course, again, if you have questions for him, please put them in the comments below. Well, gosh, guys, my bourbon is empty. It's gone. So that means we are close to the end of Acoustic Tuesday, episode 18. But first, how about the trivia quiz answer? Well, let's first review the question. Your trivia question for today was, which guitar maker in 1972 traded one of his very own Seascape oil paintings to the folks at American Guitar in Lemon Grove, California, for the materials to build his very first guitar? Was it Bob Taylor, Bill Asher, James Goodall, or Larry Breedlove? Well, if you answered James Goodall, you were correct. James Goodall traded one of his very own oil paintings to American Guitars for the materials he would need to build his very first guitar. Fun fact, American Guitars would later transform into Taylor Guitars after it was acquired by Kurt Listug and Bob Taylor. Cool California-infused Luthery trivia for you today. Now, gentlemen.
Yes.
Let's take a sneak peek into next week. Now, next week, let me just warn you, is going to be a different year.
Oh, yeah.
No longer is it going to be 2017. So we got to roll into 2018 hot with a killer Acoustic Tuesday. We got to kick it off.
Head start right now.
Yeah, we got to kick. We got to kick it off. So I can actually say, let's take a sneak peek into next year.
What do you got?
Let's leer into next year. So next week on Acoustic Tuesday, we're gonna have a look at a single banjo, but it's gonna make two separate appearances on the Acoustic Tuesday show. You'll gain immunity from what could be considered a guitar geek's biggest fear, and we're going to consult the magical mirror, which I'll tell you about, of course. Well, I'll tell you about it next year. Thank you so much for joining us here on Acoustic Tuesday. If you want to do a deep dive into any of the topics I've discussed, please go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com and visit episode 18. All the show notes are there for your guitar geekness. And of course, from all of us here, Noah, Levi, myself, thank you so much for joining us. You can catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on YouTube, on Facebook. And from all of us here at TAC HQ, have a great rest of 2017, and we'll see you in 2018. Cheers to you. Sticks like a dart. Little